This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. The federal government has ordered medical marijuana rescheduled to a less strict category. It's a major change to the nation's marijuana policy. CPR's Ben Marcus.
The order is narrowly written to apply to medical marijuana, but Tim Cullen, owner of Colorado Harvest Company, was still excited.
It's the largest federal move that's happened since I've been in this industry, which is coming up on 17 years now.
The order moves medical marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, which could open up more banking options and tax relief. But recreational cannabis dominates the market in Colorado, and the Trump administration said it would expedite a broader rescheduling starting in June. Cullen said that would be a huge relief for a struggling marijuana industry. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Sheridan students could be back in the classroom as early as next week. Teachers and leaders of the small Southwest Denver School District reached a tentative agreement Thursday night. The deal will likely end the state's longest teacher strike in nearly 50 years. Governor Jared Polis convened a meeting with both sides Thursday that broke the deadlock. The union declares it won on all its demands and says educators will return to classrooms once the deal is formally approved. The Sheridan Educators Association is expected to vote to ratify the agreement Friday. The Sheridan School Board is expected to vote Tuesday. And the small western slope town of Palisade finally has a library again after it closed for repairs late last year. Mesa County Library says critical issues with the ceiling forced the Palisade branch to close for roughly 5 months. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. Find more at cpr.org and krcc.org.